Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Celentano, and today we're sitting down with artist and musician Anna Murphy. On this episode, we'll discuss music, psychedelic therapy, as well as her influences. Episode 3, Go Ask Anna. When you hear the word psychedelic, what's the first thing you picture? Well, just hold on to that thought, and in the meantime, let's see what Anna has to say. Thanks for coming by, and welcome to the Bad Attitude Podcast.
Thank you, of course.
So, what's your name? Who are you, and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Anna Murphy. Who are you is a big question. I guess I am a sophomore at VCU. I'm a psych major, and what do I do? I work at a bowling alley. I do a lot of art. I do a lot of music. I listen to a lot of music. I have a radio show. I don't want to say that's about it, but I mean, that's all that I could think of at this specific moment in time.
Yeah, it's a lot of different pieces that make up the full person. And yeah, so the places we come from a lot of times drive our visions. Mm-hmm. How does where you come from affect your artistic work?
I would say I come from like Appalachia, Roanoke, Virginia. It's very music driven, 100%. It's definitely like a music town. And I grew up around music. I grew up around the mountains, and like the mountains and like the music together. Just when you're looking at a mountain and you feel the music, you can just get like you feel it so much more when you're looking at nature and you listen to music, if that makes any sense. Yeah.
Who are your influences and why do they inspire you?
Probably, and not in like who they are, but just what they did. I would say like Frank Zappa and Syd Barrett and Duncan Trussell, just because of like how they did what no one else did, and just like how they're so strange and they're so like not afraid to be themselves, and like they put out anything into the world and they don't care what anybody thinks of it. They're just putting out what they want into the world, and I really value that.
Yeah, I like that assortment. That's a nice variety, those three. Why is artistic expression important to society?
Because what will we be without art, honestly? I mean, what will we be without, like, I feel like art and music is like a big emotional thing, and it like helps people get out feelings. I'm going into music therapy. I'm getting my master's in it, and I am very, very passionate about how music is therapeutic and how art is therapeutic. And it's just, you can express feelings through music and art and dance and storytelling, whatever goes in the category of art, through that. Like, honestly, so much better than anything else, better than words. Like, just creating music, like, you can put your soul into that and you don't have to say anything. You can just play, like, an instrument, or you can do art, and that's just expressing how you truly feel. And, like, there's not really any other factors.
While there can be negative stigmas surrounding psychedelics, certain music and the lifestyles they attract, sometimes the necessary optimism and open-mindedness for creation is stifled by fear. The fear of failure, the fear of seeing reality, the fear of the unknown. Just the thought of giving up control for a few hours might send some people running for the hills, but let's not let a few bad apples ruin it for the rest of us. You think there's a difference between finding inspiration from psychedelics and self-medicating? What is that difference?
I think that, like, self-medicating, I for one am very big into like doing psychedelics in a like safe place. Like, I'm very into like clinical psychedelic therapy, these chemicals, and like I'm so for psychedelics. I really am. But I think that it's dangerous that like these kids, this is mainly dangerous for the kids, because like their brains, like, you should not be taking psychedelics like that early. And like, I feel like it's really important to have like a guided trip, because they are very important and they are very like useful. And like in this day and age, like the mental illness, like medications, like they have so many horrible side effects, and like they don't work for everyone. And like with psychedelics, either you can like microdose or just like take one big dose. And it's been like some people, it completely goes away for them. Like PTSD completely goes away after one session of psychedelic therapy. And it's just like a one big treatment, and it's gone. You know what I mean? And like, you can't do that with SSRIs or like antipsychotic medication and like all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good point. There's so many different ways of artistic expression, and like you said, it's not always about who can be better at something, because you've got a lot of subjective leeway in there. Do you have a favorite album of all time?
Well, I have a couple favorite albums. I would say my favorite is In Rainbows by Radiohead, because of it means so much to me, and it's just so it's beautiful, and like every single song is like it's all the same type of vibe, but it's just it's different also. I would also say Piper at the Gates of Dawn by Pink Floyd, but which is like very influenced by Syd Barrett, and what I was saying earlier with Syd Barrett being one of my influences, because he was doing things that no one ever did before. And so that was Pink Floyd's first album, because Pink Floyd is my favorite band of like all time, and just like their influential sound is just so amazing, and I absolutely love it. And that specific album is my favorite, just because of its weirdness and unusual sound, and just like Syd Barrett says whatever he wants. There's a song about a gnome, there's a song about just a random bike. It's beautiful, and I love it. And I would say another one of my favorite albums is The Low End Theory by Tribe Called Quest. Yeah, I love Tribe Called Quest. Just like the jazz with like the hip hop and the poetry, it just resonates with me a lot, and I love it.
Okay. No, I actually love all those. I got and then Pink Floyd. I mean, so do you find that the Syd Barrett years are more interesting to you than the more popular, like, you know, Dark Side of the Moon and Wish You Were Here and all that?
I would say yes, more interesting to me. I love to talk to people about Pink Floyd. I could talk about Pink Floyd for hours. But like, I always like to ask people what their favorite album is versus what they think the best album is. Because like Dark Side of the Moon, I think, in my personal opinion, I think that's obviously the best album, just because of how, like, no one was ever doing that before. Like that, like, synth sound, and, like, that, like, the sound that they got, and, like, they're also using, like, cash registers and, like, clocks and stuff, and, like, that was, yeah, and, like, that's in, like, 19, yeah. And, like, nobody was ever doing that before, and it was absolutely wonderful. But me personally, I think that it's more interesting to me, the Syd Barrett's thing, because, like, Syd Barrett's story, number one, and, like, how he, like, drove himself crazy, and he just his brain is so fascinating to me, just because, like, he has all of this, like, ideas in his brain, and he didn't get to do, like, he stopped making music after a while, and then we just didn't get anything from him because he went crazy and shaved off his eyebrows, and yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bad Attitude Podcast, created by me, your host, Danny Celentano, our editor, Brett Coleman, and our producer, Abby DeCandia, and is a segment of the Revoice Network. Please give us a review and download the show. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to listen to episode 4, available right now, and check out more episodes on the Revoice Network, Podwine and Common Talk. Tune in this Tuesday, where we'll be talking with artist, graphic designer, and animator, Victor Romanko. You can listen to him and more only on the Revoice Network.